While some parents might worry their positive messages won't stick throughout the preteen years, new research from the University of Illinois suggests otherwise. In the study, more than 1,000 middle schoolers in a low-income urban area were asked about their parents' views on how to handle conflict. The students were also asked whether they engaged in different forms of physical violence or psychological aggression with a romantic partner. U of I social work professor Rachel Garth says she found kids whose parents advocated for nonviolence were less likely to perpetrate violence in their own romantic relationships. So she wants to remind parents,
even if they're not sure of the messages they're giving, if they're promoting nonviolence, that's really going to hold as a source of protection across those tough years that can often be for many adolescents.
Garth says she learned that parents' messages to their kids are powerful.
We often think, oh, parents lose influence, or kind of that sense of hold over adolescents' behaviors in middle school years that peers kind of take over. But the study really showed that parents that were providing these nonviolent solutions for how to handle conflict remained consistently strong across all of those middle school years.
The trend held even if the messages kids received were mixed. For example, if parents said they condoned fighting in certain circumstances. Garth says this and other research suggests that the sooner parents teach kids about healthy relationships, the better off they'll be. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Public Media.